Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Take a deep breath, hand over heart, feet grounded, and let's say it together. I know who I play for. Neville Goddard once said, "Your imagination is the divine body." And when I first read that, something in me lit up, because it meant that what I allow myself to see in my mind, I can hold in my hands. Wealth is not just about what is in the bank. It's about the frequency you're radiating. And today, we're going to talk about what it means to step into that frequency before the evidence show up. Hebrews 11:1 in the King James Version. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen." Faith gives your vision substance before it's visible. Your inner conviction becomes the evidence that precedes outer proof. You don't wait to see it to believe. You believe it to see it. And that alignment begins in your imagination, the frequency you choose to live in now. Let me tell you something that still amazes me every week. I'm a woman from Delaware, one of the smallest states in the U.S., and yet my coaching business has touched the lives of celebrities, athletes, and everyday people all over the world. My videos have been seen in 70 countries. Every week, I interact with people in at least 5 different countries, people I've never met in person, yet we share deep, transformative conversations. And right now, I'm visualizing something that hasn't even fully launched yet. It's called Trailblazers Academy. And in my mind, I can already see it in motion. I walk into a virtual room, and hundreds of women are logging in from all over the globe, their faces lighting up the screen like a constellation. I can hear the gentle buzz of conversation as they greet each other in the chat. "Hey sis, how's the book coming? Your podcast episode last week? Wow. Guess what? I just closed my first 10K client." Every woman in that space has one thing in common. She's ready to own her sovereignty. Some are building thought leadership platforms. Others are creating products, courses, or companies rooted in their expertise. They are women who have spent years gathering wisdom, and now they're ready to build a business around it. I can see them posting their wins inside the community hub. Screenshots of sold-out programs, emails of new brand partners, testimonials from clients whose lives have been changed. I can feel the ripple effect, how their work is touching thousands, even millions of lives beyond what they can see right now. The Academy becomes more than a program. It's an ecosystem of abundance, where women are celebrated for their brilliance and supported in scaling it. And here's the thing. This isn't something I'm hoping for one day. It's something I'm living in now, in my imagination, in my energy, and in my frequency. Because I know what I align with internally is already making its way to me. The scripture that comes to mind is Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When I first started my coaching business, I was still living in Delaware. And let me tell you, most people around me didn't understand what running a virtual business meant back then. They couldn't picture how I could be sitting in my home office and serving clients in Australia, London, South Africa, or across the U.S. They didn't see the vision, and they didn't have to. That's the thing about walking in alignment with the frequency of wealth. The vision is given to you. It's not a community vote. It's not a family poll. It's not based on who gets it right now. No one around me had to understand. I understood. I believed. And I showed up as if the vision was already fulfilled. That's the biblical principle at work. You hold the vision, you embody the reality, and you trust that your faith makes the unseen as real as the seen. Your job isn't to convince everyone else to see it. Your job is to stay in frequency, no matter how unfamiliar or unlikely it looks to others. Metaphysically, when we talk about wealth being a frequency, we are talking about vibration. Neville Goddard said, "Your imagination is the divine body." This means the moment you begin to imagine something with feeling, vividly, intentionally, you already stepped into that frequency. Everything you desire exists right now in an energetic field of possibility. It's not coming to you. You're tuning into it like a radio dial. If you wanted to listen to jazz, you don't argue with the classical station for not playing it. You change the channel. The same is true for wealth. If you want abundance, you must change your inner station to the frequency where abundance already exists. When I visualized Trailblazers Academy, I didn't wait for it to be fully built to feel its impact. I tuned into the feeling of thousands of women across the globe, sovereign, confident, building businesses from their wisdom. I saw their faces on Zoom calls, heard their stories of transformation, and felt their pride as they became leaders in their industries. That vision wasn't just in my head. I was already standing in that frequency. This is the key. Your outer reality is always catching up to your inner frequency. Most people try to do their way into a new reality without being the person who naturally receives it. But when you live, breathe, and feel from the in, when you saturate yourself in the vibration of what you want, your actions become inspired and aligned, and your results accelerate. Wealth responds to identity, and your identity is shaped by what you constantly imagine, feel, and embody. Now, let's do a little bit of journaling. Before you put pen to paper, though, take a slow, deep breath. Feel your body settle and then let it out. Let your mind soften and allow yourself to imagine without limits. This is not about being realistic. This is about tuning into the frequency of life you know you're here to live. So now I want you to ask yourself, number one, if wealth truly is a frequency, what am I tuned into right now? What thoughts, feelings, and conversations am I surrounding myself with daily? Do they reflect the life I want or the life I'm leaving behind? Number two, if I were fully tuned into the frequency of abundance, How would I feel when I wake up? Would I rush into my day or savor the morning? Would I be tense about bills or calm, knowing my needs are met with ease? Number three, when I picture myself 1 year from now, living in overflow, what do I see? Who is around me? What kind of work am I doing or not doing? How am I spending my time, energy, and money? Number four, like I would do for Trailblazers Academy or whatever your vision is, if it were already widely successful, what evidence would I see around me today? What sounds would I hear? What would my calendar look like? How would my energy feel? Number five, what would I need to release in order to stay tuned into this wealth frequency? Old beliefs? Unaligned relationships? Habits of overworking or under-receiving? Write without editing yourself. Let your answers come out messy, raw, and unfiltered. Because every word you write is tuning you into your frequency. Every sentence is you stepping closer to the version of you who already has it. Now, I want to move into an affirmation and a visualization. And this one is called Tuning Into Wealth. Before we begin, place your hand over your heart. Take a slow, deep breath through your nose. Hold for a minute. And then exhale through your mouth, letting your body relax into the present moment. Feel your feet grounded on the floor. Feel the support beneath you. Let this be your reminder. You are supported. Now say these affirmations out loud or in your mind if that feels better. Pause after each one and feel the words land in your body. I am attuned to the frequency of abundance. Wealth flows to me in expected and unexpected ways. My imagination is my greatest asset. I see it, I live it, I feel it. The power to create wealth is already within me. I align with overflow, joy, and ease every day. I trust that what I desire is already making its way to me. My life is a reflection of the wealth I embody. Now let's move into the visualization. Close your eyes if you can. See yourself sitting in a room that represents your ultimate wealth frequency. It could be your dream office, a serene beach villa, a cozy mountain home, or a sunlit creative studio. Notice the details, the colors, the textures, the lighting. Notice the sounds, the waves, birds, soft music, or simply the quiet hum of peace. Look around and see evidence of your wealth. Maybe it's a bank notification showing a large deposit. Maybe it's messages from clients or partners who value and pay you generously. Maybe it's the sight of your family, relaxed and laughing because they feel safe and supported. Now see yourself going about your day in this space. What are you doing? Who are you talking to? How do you move, speak, and think when you know you are fully tuned into wealth. Breathe into that feeling. Let it fill your chest. Let it soften your shoulders. Let it radiate outward so strongly that it feels like you're sending a signal to the universe. I am here. I am ready. I am already living this. Stay here for a few more breaths, locking in this frequency. And when you're ready, open your eyes and bring that feeling with you into the rest of your day. Breathe in that energy just one more time and let it out slowly. What you just felt isn't a dream. It's the frequency you can tune into at any moment. Your imagination is not pretending. It's creating. And the more often you hold that vision, the faster the outer world rearranges to match it. Remember, always and always, I know who I play for. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and most importantly, be rich in love, rich in purpose, and rich in the overflow that comes from living your truth. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.